News Talk's Executive Chair.
Now, my guest in the executive chair this week is Colin Delaney. He's the CEO of EasyTrip, and EasyTrip is formally established as eTrip in 2005 and rebranded as EasyTrip in 2009. Colin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Bobby. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and now we'll talk about the business in a second. Let's tell us a little bit about yourself. You grew up in Dublin, but I know you have a big Kildare connection. Were you picking strawberries down there as a young lad?
I certainly was, actually. So my family are from Fonstown, just outside of High in Kildare, and as a young guy, I suppose my first paid job was working on a farm, a local farm run by Dara Lawler and Kay Lawler, and they used to pick strawberries. And I went down as a young guy, and I used to go out and plough the fields and do everything it took to get done to get the strawberries in and try and earn a few cents or pennies at the time. I learned early on, though, that the life in the fields wasn't for me.
Right, okay.
But it was great while I was there.
I was looking at your title because you hold a Master's in Business Administration, a BSc in Business and IT from Trinity College, a Postgraduate Diploma in Management Strategy from the IMI. So education and third level education, has that been sort of defining in terms of your career?
Believe it or not, when I was young in school, I was probably as wild as a March hare, mischievous. I was very adventurous. I think when you think back to Peg Sayers and the Leaving Cert, it didn't appeal to me at all. But in later life, as I was trying to find my way probably and my work my way through things, I found courses that applied to me at that time and I felt great benefit.
Interesting you say that, because I was exactly the same. It was only when I could make the connection between this learning and the practicality of it being in everyday life that it only...
That's it.
I wasn't able to join the dots before that.
And I'm a big advocate of it now. And I've just recently completed, believe it or not, a course with Enterprise Ireland called Leadership for Growth over the last 12 months with 30 other CEOs and a range of businesses. You know, from medical to technology to machinery. And they're all, it was a course done with IASA, an international college rated number one by FT, Financial Times in the world for executive education. And it's been absolutely fantastic, actually. It's at
another
level.
Just before we get to your current career and EasyTrip, you were in the IT business. Mm-hmm. You worked in Payzone for a number of years, a company I used to deal with, actually.
Yeah, indeed. And I'm sure you know them well. So I started as a young guy. I suppose when I look at my adventurous spirit, I have a restless mind. And I've probably found Payzone, or they found me, back in the days when they were ITG. And they were originally in a telecoms group, and then they moved into computing, and eventually they moved into payment processing and built out payment networks across Ireland. But they had some great leaders over the days with Maurice Healy, John Nagle, they've Jim Dignan still running away there today. And I really grew up with that business, cut my cloth with them.
And that would have been a kind of working in a space, a fast-moving mm-hmm. technology space, highly competitive, but sort of leading edge, going to places where... So that must have been exciting.
It was, and I'm sure it still is there, actually. I had a great time there. And, you know, it gave us the opportunity to try so many new things. We were an Irish business, you know, we were growing at a rate, but we were small, but we had great ambitions. And the business went all across Europe and in various places as well. But even in Ireland, I was involved many years ago as a young guy in developing one of the first mobile parking payment products, which is Parking Tag, which you see in Dublin today, which people use every day to pay for parking on street. You've got the Leap system, the eFlow toll system, all those payment systems that evolved on the back of this business that started humble beginning selling phones.
Great. Tell us about EasyTrip then. Again, rebranded in 2009, quarter of a million plus customers. Just explain exactly what it is you do.
So for those who aren't familiar with us, we are best known for putting little tags in vehicle windscreens that let you get through tolls, express lanes as quickly as possible. But ultimately what we do is we design a range of convenient services that save customers time and ultimately reduce stress and get you to where you want to go as quickly as possible.
And is the development of that business about getting more things to go through that box under the windscreen? In other words, that I use it to go on the tolls, that's all great. Mm-hmm. I don't have to have change in the car anymore. But I now can use it in a car wash in a garage, for instance.
You can. So, for example, the tag is just one element. I think really we're focused on the customer. Now, a number of years ago, the business started by shipping and developing tags and looking at getting you through tolls. But really, we're about the customer and seeing how can we improve their motoring experience. or further field or transit experience. So we've developed parking solutions now where you can use the tag and you can drive into any off-street car park. Most of the major commercial ones with like U-Park, etc. And the tag will beep, the barrier will just open, no need for a ticket, no need to queue for pay stations.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And it's fantastic. And anybody who's experienced loves it. We've over 70,000 active users using it today. And we're about to launch in Dundrum Town Centre, which is one of the biggest car parks in Ireland. They have millions of visitors every year. And Don and the team and Hammerson's out there really are focused on the customer experience. So we're looking forward to that.
One thing I was curious about, and that's your partnership with Maxol, mm-hmm. and again we've had them here as our guests on the show many times, but if you go and get a car wash now in a Maxol garage, you don't actually have to go into the retail shop. I would have thought that was counterproductive in terms of that if I got a guy onto the forecourt, I want him in the shop.
It's about the experience. Yeah. So I think the challenge you have with a car wash, and certainly the ones in Maxol, are that you usually have to go in, you have to get a code. It's off-putting for motorists. A lot of the time they park the car up and they go off to get the code and come back, and there's all sorts of inconvenience there. What we've done is we've designed a convenience service where you just drive up, you push a button and it works, and you get the car best price car wash at a discount. So from a consumer perspective, they go in Monday to Thursday, they'll get 20% off. But so that drives custom into Maxol potentially on days when they don't do it. Saturdays and Sundays, they're full anyway.
Yeah,
and the customers will go in and they will get their coffee and other things that they want as well. So it's a win-win, I think, for the customer. It's a win-win for Maxol, and we're delighted we can enable the service.
Finally, I have to ask you about us moving towards a cashless society. Mm-hmm. And this is obviously something that you think a lot about, because what you're about is funneling everything through the box under mm-hmm. the windscreen rather than having to get into your wallet mm-hmm. or scurry around looking for coins. Mm-hmm. So how far do you think we're off that?
I think we've made huge improvements. I'm ex-MasterCard as well. So when I left Payzone, I got very interested in the world of e-commerce and again cashless payments and this emerging area 10 years ago, which was e-commerce and security and fraud and payments. And I've seen a huge increase in the use of cashless payments over the last few years. Contactless has been a game changer. It's taken a long time for NFC, which is near field communications, to work, where you can just tap your card instead of enter a PIN. Again, it's all about convenience for micropayments. I think that will continue to evolve. We in EasyTrip, and I'm sure in MasterCard and other business, aren't married to the device either.
Yeah.
The cards themselves could go virtual, it could go into the phone, it could be Google Glasses, who knows what the future is going to bring for us. But I think within our business, if you're focused on customer service, you're focused on technology, and you develop technology that can enable multiple devices, connect and authenticate and create a transaction, that's where you need to
be. Listen, it's a fascinating business. Colin Delaney, CEO of EasyTrip, good luck to you and thank you very much.
Thanks, Bobby. It's a pleasure.